This episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, SNL, and more. Right now, our listeners get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Joey. That's HuluPlus.com/Joey.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Crank that motherfucker, Lee. Are you fucking kidding me or what? Monday, July 1st. This is it. Take the firecrackers, the fucking bazookas. Get the sparklers, shove them up a pussy. Let's do this shit. It's Monday, motherfuckers. Again. Oh, shit. Baby. Nothing else matters. Nothing matters, you motherfuckers. Get up. He was no more. Crank that motherfucker, Lee.
What did he say this morning on Facebook?
Are you fucking kidding me or what? Are you fucking... Who gives a fuck about sparklers? Are you kidding me or what? This is Stevie Nicks taking it fucking heavy duty. What's happening, Lee Syatt?
I'm fucking feeling awesome, man.
I know you are, cocksucker. Did you sleep last night? Yeah,
I actually took a little bit of nap.
Fuck yeah. We took you to the murky waters of the underworld and gave you a breather this weekend. We gave you a pass.
What do you mean you gave me a breather?
Fucking pass again, you got cocksucker.
I didn't get a pass. I had four edibles in 24 hours.
I had four edibles in 24 hours. Who gives a fuck?
I do.
I had 19 of them in 24 hours. Cause that's how
and
we
And you
roll.
Were just as fucked
Out of
up.
Respect for San Jose. I had a great time up there. Thank you very much, San Jose Improv and the city of San Jose. You motherfuckers are crazy this weekend. I loved it. Savages. You're out. You're bringing edibles. Fucking those Gummy Bears were the strongest Gummy Bears. Pete Alonzo and those motherfuckers. God damn. Three in a pack, 260 milligrams.
Is that how much it was?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Each fucking Gummy slice was 100 milligrams.
I had two
of hash.
Last night I had two of them.
And you ate. You opened up with something heavy. We gave you something
you
heavy.
You gave me a brownie.
Brownie Friday night.
Friday.
Thanks to Auntie Dolores for showing up. She's in L.A. this week doing some demos. She's going to call in on Wednesday and talk about this 500 milligram fucking Auntie Dolores. We had some Chibo chews. We had a fucking a chocolate. Was it Ayahuasca?
Chakawaska.
Somebody gave us. I mean, it was deep up there. They ain't fucking around up there in San Jose.
And then someone brought us flan.
And then somebody brought us flan. They were fucking delicious. And it was just a great weekend. That Original Joe's. And, it was just too fucking much. Los Gummies. That's the name of the company. Los Gummies. If you see them up there, buy them the fuck out. Because they will kick your fucking ass. The shows were great. The attendance people, I love you. You know, everything went well. We had Lee up there having a good time meeting people.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday, Saturday night, listen, people. Last week, I was torturing fucking Lee at the edibles, and somebody just fucking emailed me and wanted me to shoot him. And I got a couple emails saying, leave Lee alone. It's his right not to eat edibles. Some fucking Harvey Homo hit me up yesterday.
Harvey Homo.
Let me tell you something. I was getting Lee ready for what he was going to face. Because they don't fuck around up in San Jose. And that's why I was picking on fucking Lee last week to get his resistance higher. Because you guys don't fuck around. I almost OD'd in San Francisco. What? This is me that eats all the time. So I knew I didn't want you up there. Because what if I lose you? What if I fucking lose you? You might get lost.
It could have happened. The past two nights going to dinner, I just walked around.
Yeah, it could have fucking happened. This is what I'm saying to you. I'm not bullshitting nobody, but... I always knew Lee's a sweet guy, and I'm trying to take Lee, make a... I'm like that guy, remember in Goodfellas with Henry Hill, when the fucking guy got shot and Henry was giving him towels, and he says to him, I gotta toughen this fucking kid up. That's how I feel with you.
But some people offered it to me, and you were the only one making me do it. It's not, like, you made it seem it. Like they were gonna force me to do it. You were the only one, like, backstage. I just took a gummy bear, and you're like, I didn't see it. Here's another one. And sure. Fucking, oh my
you
God.
You gotta let the pigeons loose. You're on vacation. How are you going to act if your fucking rims ain't clean?
People send me pictures and my eyes were shut.
Fucked up. That's the way you didn't know. The one night you were like a pinball, just walking around holding on to your
I was.
We went back. What'd you get that night? You got the fettuccine Alfredo. Nobody ordered
that. That was last Alfredo. Night. I couldn't. It was too hot to eat. Oh, let me tell you. We went out with Eddie Bravo and his buddy came from Georgia. I was sitting next to his buddy, and he had the butter next to him for 20 minutes before our food came. I had a piece of bread but no butter, and I was just staring at him like, I hope he passes that butter soon. And it took me like 20 minutes to like get the, like I was just like, hey man, can you pass the butter?
How good was Original Joe's?
It was good, but I couldn't move.
How many bowls of spaghetti did I eat at Original Joe's with those fucking salads?
Five times. We went five times in 3 days.
How fucking good did those tomatoes look in those salads?
Oh, they were huge.
Fucking, we don't, Original, listen, there are these restaurants like the Palms and stuff like that, Morton's. They're great food. And when you go in there, you know on one thing. You're going to get a great fucking steak. Those horseradish mashed potatoes are delicious. The halibut I had last week was delicious. The fucking, I mean, anything you go in those restaurants. But then America also has this other brand of restaurant. They're a little level under it. It's a blue-collar type of mentality.
But it's an institution.
It's an institution. I used to go to Original Joe's in 85 in the Tenderloin where you had to move a fucking body over to get in there. And I forget what our waiter's name was. He was a little Mr. Lee. He was a little Asian guy. And we always got the same thing. Spaghetti and meatballs with a sausage and another Irishman. And we'd split it.
Yeah.
And
it's huge portions.
Fucking huge. Those spaghetti. I didn't get meatballs.
No, you didn't.
If you notice, I didn't touch the meatballs or the meat fucking sausage or nothing. Fuck that shit. I'm 50 fucking years old. Look at Gandolfini. You can't clog up the fucking arteries. That red lead will kill you. Red lead?
Yes.
Red lead, that sauce that they put. Oh, you can't fucking have that after 50. That shit will kill you.
Speaking of, the best thing I had there was that pork sandwich.
Oh, my God. And you didn't put no Crystal hot sauce.
They didn't have any.
No, they didn't. Fucking Tabasco at these places. Everything calls for something different. Tabasco, you can't put it on fucking everything. There's sometimes Crystal works on rice and beans. Crystal's the fucking best. Then there's that Frank's Red Devil. That's a tight fucking second. I'll put some of that in a pork sandwich on that bread. How good was the fucking bread they had?
It was amazing.
It's amazing. The whole experience, you know, we've seen, they got like these little restaurants in the area. I just like everything about fucking San Jose. But, this is why I like going on the road. I'm tired today. And I'm happy I have a pretty open schedule this week because of the 4th of July. So, Thursday's the 4th. That's it.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked. This sounds like a comedian's joke, but it's true. I woke up today and I was like, shit, I have to pay rent today. It's always fucked up on the first, but...
Yeah, it's a shitty day. But today's my 28th anniversary.
Of what?
Of me leaving New Jersey for the time when I said that's it.
Really? With your buddy that just passed away?
No, this was June. This is July 1st of 85 when I got on the fucking plane with 18 grand. And I said, I'm headed to... Grand Junction. I'm headed to Colorado Springs, and on the plane, some black guy convinced me into moving to Boulder. He's like, don't go to Colorado Springs, no motherfucking army town. You have to be going up against soldiers, go to fucking Boulder. And that's what I did, and it's so weird. I was thinking about it yesterday. I wrote a chapter about it in a book about those 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
How I knew that I was leaving. You know, you're a very sweet guy, but you always say that you should not stay in your hometown.
I don't think it's good.
And I have an argument that says that there's a lot of things that don't work for a lot of people. There's a lot of people that don't do well in the area. You and I both know you got to get the fuck out, and then at least to leave, at least to leave, and then come back to see what you saw. There's a lot of people that don't do that in their life. They just sit there and they complain about nothing's happening in their life. But they don't make it happen, and that's fine too. I got a lot of respect for that too. There's something, I have, it's like people said, aren't you scared the mafia's gonna come look for you? The mafia goes to Miami and Atlantic City. That's it. That's what they fucking know. They don't know nothing outside of New York. There's people that don't know nothing outside of New York. There's people don't know nothing outside of California. There's people who've never been on a plane, you know, shit like that. So you can't expect a lot of people to get up and leave. For me, I had no option.
Yeah.
I knew that for me to do something with my life, I had to get out of that area. At that time, I was very stupid and naive. I thought that drugs were always only in New York.
Really?
I knew they were in Colorado, but for some reason, in the back of my mind, I always thought that if I left New York, I'd get away from the drugs. New York has a certain accessibility. What that means is me and you could be here doing a podcast at 4 a.m., and I could say to you, in those days, I don't know what it's like now, I could say to you, let's go get a rock of Coke at 4. On the street. See, in L.A., I can go get a rock of Coke till 2. I know certain people who sell Coke till 2 or 3:30.
Yeah.
But not on any night of the week. I could go to, hey, bro, you feel like doing something? Let's go get a fucking gram and write a fucking podcast or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
So I always thought in the back of my mind that was my excuse. If I could just get out of here, I won't do drugs and I won't steal because there's no drugs. That was the nucleus. So it wasn't the nucleus. But I still remember getting on the fucking plane that day and thinking that I'm going to leave my friends. You know, just the thought of leaving your friends and the people. But at that time, my friends wanted me to leave. You know, it was to the point where we love you, we're backing you, but that's it. Give it a fucking breather. You've tormented this soul, you know, enough. And at that time, I had that Joel looking for me.
I was going to say, because you...
I had my godfather looking for me. I had my stepfather looking for me. You know, it was just too much. And that wasn't, you know, it's crazy when I sit here and look you straight in the face. That wasn't what made me leave.
It wasn't?
No.
Almost getting shot.
I didn't give a fuck about that. I could handle that. You know. Remember, I was hiding from these people 2 towns over. So it's like, you're looking for me in Studio City and I'm hiding in fucking Encino. You could have found me if you really wanted to. If you really, really wanted to find me, if I was looking for you, I'd find you.
Yeah.
Couple questions. Couple Chinese restaurants. That's all you had to hit in those days. Was a Chinese restaurant. Eventually, I'd show up. If it was a good Chinese restaurant. You know? So it's very weird. I respect people who stay in the area, but it also takes a certain balls. But I also applaud you for leaving, because now when you come back, you have something strong to come back to. You know you want to come back. You know, the thing I didn't like about leaving, like the thing I didn't like about the service, is I had 3 or 4 friends that joined the service and they came back more retarded. They came back, you know, like scared.
Really? Because I'm
like the first time after basic training that I would see them, they were telling me how great it was, that I was ready to go kill fucking people, this and this. And then they come back and they go AWOL. I had like 2 or 3 friends that went AWOL. I had another guy that early whatever, you know, because it wasn't what they fucking expected or whatever. I understand it. But I had a couple other friends that just left and they'd be back in 6 fucking months.
Yeah.
And they tell you, oh, at Thanksgiving. You know that Thanksgiving when everybody comes back?
Yeah.
They were big shots. They came back with a suntan. And, you know, oh my God, I'm so different. I ride a bicycle every day. You know, wherever the fuck they went. Now they're back.
Yeah.
I knew when I was going to leave, I wasn't going to be the one of those guys. I didn't want to come back with a story. You know, I was the thing that killed me the most in 84 out of hanging out in those days was I had no home. I had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So I would do different things to kill time till the cocaine showed up at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock. And I found myself going to football games, the high school football game. And I'll tell you, there's nothing that bothers me more than that shit.
Like older students who come back.
Oh, it fucking...
Wear their old Letterman jackets.
Mm-hmm.
they're already out of college.
It kills me.
Yeah.
And I would sit there at the games and people go, hey, how you doing? It would destroy me to even be at these fucking games.
Yeah.
You know, in front of these high school kids. It would eat me alive. And then they won the states that year. And all the parties were football based. And I felt like such a fucking loser going to those things. It just tore me up, you know?
Yeah.
So it was this feel, when I left there, I was fucking leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was leaving. And so that was 28 years ago. That was the first step I made in doing something for myself.
And now you don't even like going back. You're back for like a day or two.
It's 30 years later. It's 28 years later. In the back of your mind, you want it to be how you left it. You know, sometimes I get high at night and I'm writing and I'm listening to music with my earphones and I say to myself, you know what, it doesn't really matter because someday I'm going to pack my bags and go back. Somewhere in the back of my mind, the back of my soul, I think that nothing has changed. That Nick's Pizzeria is still there. And Hashways is still there. Lube is going to pick me up. And I'm going to go to Joan Mary's. Those days are over with.
Yeah.
Out of the 80 people I hung out with, 8 of them are fucking left in that area. You know, everybody else is 60 or 50. Whatever the fuck they are. But for some reason, there's just a little part of my soul that thinks that that's my comfort zone. That someday I can just walk away from this. From doing a podcast and stand up and the wife and the kid and just go back to my own label. And that's never going to be the same.
Yeah.
It's a nice thought. It's a great mind fuck. You know, you still got to mind fuck yourself from time to time to make it to the next day.
Absolutely. Like, the reason why I don't like it, not because of the way the other people are, but I just know me, like, I wouldn't be if I stayed home and was working at a local TV station and still hanging out with my high school friends, they would drive me nuts. So, like, for people who do it, there's nothing wrong with it. Just for me, and I think for you too, it would drive you nuts.
Well, at 50, I learned something that I didn't know. That I love evolution. I love to evolve.
Yeah.
You gotta fucking evolve. You gotta think of new shit. You know, that shit is staying in that area. Just something about it, man. And I love my friends. You hear how I talk to them, and I talk to all of them. I just knew for me to live, I had to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
For me to move, you know.
And you always say, like, you don't think if you hadn't stopped coke, you wouldn't have lived this long. If you had stayed in Jersey, would you have made it? Like, what age do you think you would have made it to?
32.
Really? That's it?
32, 33.
And how old were you when you left?
Maybe 23, 24.
Okay.
Maybe.
So it wasn't like another 6 months or something, but it was...
No.
Okay.
No. If I would have stayed, I would have got killed within a year. I would have got...
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I would have bumped into somebody. They would have set me up. Yeah. I was already fucking up. But let's say I would have moved to northern New Jersey and got a job as a plumber's helper.
Yeah.
I would have died by the time I was 32. Between the heartache and the drugs, it would have fueled it. This was the best thing that happened because I started doing something for myself.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you start, the other day I talked about being alone. Once you realize you're alone, it makes your life a lot easier. You know, those people that go, oh, my fucking friend Lisa Ayad is out in California. I'll go out there and he'll hook me up. You know, I'll sleep on his couch. No, he won't. No, he won't. It's a nice idea in your heart that he would, you know, but he, no, he won't. You have to assume that he won't.
Yeah.
You have to assume that you're going to go out there and you're going to fucking go from bus to bus and you're going to fucking suffer in the heat and you're going to, you know. I was talking to a buddy of mine Thursday and his sister-in-law was moving from Ithaca, New York. I'm sorry for burping. And, you know, she had no car.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how fucking hard it's going to be to make it happen out here without a fucking car.
Oh, it's impossible.
Because you need a fucking car. And at first to get an apartment without a car. And I go, you know, get ready to be a fucking chauffeur, you know, for a couple of weeks. And he goes, I know, and I'm busy with my own life and blah, blah, blah. This is big out here. But it was, if I wouldn't have left, I don't know where I'd be right now. I don't know what, I really don't, Lee. I don't see that. I didn't see that option then.
Yeah.
I stalled my life. Like, I kept doing little things. Like, I would be a brick mason. I would do all these little jobs just to buy me time. To get the fuck out of it. Because once I knew I was leaving, I was not coming back. I ate all the Chinese food I could. I ate all the fucking Carvel I could. The Entenmann's I could. Because once I left, I knew I wasn't coming back. It took me 6 years to come back. And I missed it. You know, when I talked to my friends, the hardest part wasn't surviving or getting a job. The hardest part was living without them. You know, that was the hardest part for me at that age. Until this day, I miss them. I miss my friends. I'm just very good at putting things aside.
Yeah.
I'm very good at knowing what the fuck. This is what needs to be done to make this happen. Yeah, I love my friends. And I wish I was there. We could jump up and down and go to the shore. But that's not what's really need to be done here. And
no.
That's the difference. That's how I did it then. So, it's tremendous. Lee, some music. What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
It's Monday.
I was waiting for
you. Gotta light a little candle for your fucking spirits, who's ever out there. You gotta send them some fucking love. A little Tony Bennett. What's the story? Lee, put some fucking music on. What are you doing looking at me for? You smoke some deep dope and you're all mumbled up.
Next time I'll interrupt you with it and you'll be like, I'm in the middle of a deep story and you're messing me up with the Tony Bennett. And I want to be around. Carl Tucker.
I want to be around. You pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart.
Are you kidding me or what?
As I
get up. Wash your feet. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be hot. Put some powder in your ass. It's going to be a 90 fucking 8 degrees in the valley, cocksucker. Or wherever you're at. It's July 1st. It's humid. What's with the fucking interlude here with the music? Put the music on.
Who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company? Wait and see.
I mean, I wanna be around. Happy fucking Canada Day today to all you Canadians who listen to the podcast. You know I love you. I give you tons of love. I can't go up there because I got fucking problems, but I'm up there through osmosis. You understand? Sometimes you see me walking around the streets of Toronto up on Bloor fucking street. Yeah, Bloor and Young, whatever it is. Smoking reefer. Trying to get my pole sucked at a fucking strip club. Fucking Lee. So let me tell you how sweet Lee is. So we get this guy, Butch Escobar. I've known Butch for years. Sweetheart of a guy.
He's great.
Great guy. Great funny guy. Had some great jokes about his kid. So we're talking about, you know, he's like, yeah, I listen to the podcast. Lee, when is he going to get a fart to the face? So he's telling Lee about this chick that'll put hot water in your asshole. And then she'll splatter it back in your
face.
It's
not putting, it's spitting it. Okay, so he's talking about getting Asian massages. So you're imagine a massage table. You're up on your knees and your butt's in the air. This little girl spits hot water into your butthole. And she makes you squeeze it back out into her mouth. And then you want to kiss her. And Joey, Butch, and Butch's father were falling over in their chairs at the restaurant. Because I don't want to have hot water in my asshole. And it's just,
this is what I got to deal with, people. This is what I got to deal with. Everybody likes hot water.
No one likes
this
that.
This fucking guy.
No one wants.
Remember when you were a kid and they put hot water in your asshole?
No.
You don't remember that?
No one did that.
So, here's where it gets better. So, me, Butch, and whatever, we're going to go. The chick didn't call him back. So, finally, Butch calls me. Because, man, she didn't call me back. I go, let me see if Lee wants to even get his dick. So, I call Lee at the hotel room like 5 o'clock. And so I go, Lee, get ready. We're on our way up. You never heard so much stuttering and mumbling.
I wasn't stuttering.
I won't take a mother. But my ass. Lee, did you take a shower? He goes, yeah, but my ass is dirty now. He's like, I'm saying to him. She's going to come up and put hot water in your ass. Like, she can't. She's got, and I was like, you know what the first thing he said to me? When I told him that the hookers were bringing her up, he goes, my room's dirty. This is how
I didn't say that. I told you later in the night that I had cleaned up just in case.
He cleaned up and made his bed.
I did. I was worried. I don't want to
fucking deal with. I'm happy. Listen, Lee, I love you to death. You are the sweetest fucking guy in the world, and that proved it. When you made the bed for the hooker, you're going to give the hooker a buck and a half? Who gives a fuck if the bed is made?
I don't know.
Fuck her on a dirty floor on a bed of glass. I don't give a fuck.
I couldn't do that.
With nails, you are the sweetest. Ladies, if you listen to this podcast and you're getting tired of getting kicked in the head, dealing with guys that cheat on you and don't give you presents, do me a favor. Fucking hit Lee up with a Twitter message or Facebook. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, because you know what? You women complain, but you're a fucking bunch of fucking idiots because of your choices. And you know what I'm saying? You make dumb fucking choices, and then you complain at the fucking guy. And you know it. When you're with him and you hang out, you keep fucking around like a Momo. And here's Lee, single as shit. This guy made his bed for a fucking hooker. Do you know what he would do for you? He'd rub your feet. He'd fucking...
I would.
He wants hot water in his ass.
No, I mean, don't.
This is what I'm talking about, ladies. Lee is right here. If you're Lee, shut the fuck up. I don't need a parrot. All right, got a second. I'm right here.
Do you know? Do you know what the worst part about it was?
What?
I kept trying to imagine how the hot water would get up there because mine's not loose. It's tight. How's she gonna get it up there? She gonna put a straw? Like that's all I kept thinking about is how does it get up there?
And this is for everything, people. This is for everything. This guy can't cross the street without overthinking fucking everything. The other night something happened. He told me that. I'm looking at him going, would you fucking leave it alone? We're not even at the hotel. He's like, I'm bringing microphones and doing a podcast. I go, listen, just stop it. Stop it. He's like this for fucking everything. He overthinks.
I'm a Jew. What do I mean?
Everything. He overthinks. Oh, my God. That day he called back. Is she going to blow it up my ass? Why? Why would somebody do something like that? I can't believe it. Who gives a fuck, Lee? You got to live a little. This was only the beginning. I'm taking it easy on you, Lee, because I know that you'll be like that little retarded boy in one of those movies. He saw something. Remember that movie with Harrison Ford and the chick?
No.
He was a little fucking Amish boy, and he saw a crime, and all of a sudden they become retarded. Even De Niro. De Niro and Godfather 2 in the beginning, he sees the fucking mafia boss shoot his mother with a shotgun. And his brother, he gets a little retarded. They put him in Ellis Island, and he goes into shock. If I take you to a full night of Joey Diaz love, you're going to go into shock. And I can't have that. I need a sharp co-host. Your mouth's going to be open. You know, and I don't need that. I love you to death. I'm going to take you. We're going to have a good time, but it's got to be slowly. Legally, yeah, I'm ready to go on the road. But you can't fucking handle it. You couldn't handle San Jose and Butch Escobar with some chick blowing hot water in your ass. What are you going to do when you gotta take you to Phoenix? What are you going to do when I take you to Texas and they just tie you up and take you to some Japanese sucky house with fucking, with those people? What are those people they just mugging, human trafficking?
Jesus Christ.
What are you going to do when I can't take you to Texas? You'll die. What if one of these fucking crazy cowboys takes you to get your dick sucked with a human trafficking house in Dallas? And you got to get your dick sucked by some chick crying with burn marks on her fucking back and shit. Well, how are you going to act? You can't. You're not ready.
I can't take it to New York.
There's no way I can take you to Boston to the city places we're taking. You're from the nice area in Boston where everybody's nice and they jump up and down. And they go see DJs with Jews.
You're not going anywhere. You barely leave the hotel. What are you talking about?
What the fuck?
You said that you had to get me ready for San Jose. The only person having me do stuff in San Jose was you. I smoked a couple of joints with other people, but you were like, "Hey, dog." Like, just if you saw me without an edible in my mouth, you'd be like, "Here's another edible."
Please.
It wasn't. We can't blame the people in Texas. The people in Texas.
You know that walk to the hotel?
Yeah.
All I had to do was send you the other way at that club. And they would have taken you, and it would have been all over. Right now, there would have been posters of you all over San Jose, giggling with your eyes closed. Last seen on the corner of fucking P.F. Chang's, cocksucker. You understand me? So relax. You have no idea what murky waters I'm going to take you into. You have no fucking idea. You couldn't even take San Jose. I can't. I had to go home and sleep. Are you fucking kidding me?
I didn't say that.
They would fucking stab you in the heart in West Palm Beach while I take them out.
West Palm Beach, that's all 80
and they're
old
filled
Jews.
With fucking Jews down there. They'll still stab you in the heart. Those Jews are treacherous. They're like Liberace. They're treacherous. You
those
know?
Jews are treacherous.
They don't fuck around. Now, they ain't these fucking little West Coast Jews. They'll fucking make a fool out of you. Next thing you know, you'll be in Hong Kong serving cocktails at a fucking Jew club with a skirt on telling people your name is Mishinowitz or some shit. The fuck?
There's a Jew club.
Sure, they got Jew clubs in Hong Kong.
No, they don't. There's not a single Jew in Hong Kong.
How much you want to make a fucking bet? They got Jew clubs in Hong Kong. People jumping around. They got schmetz in there. The whole
schmetz? What's a schmetz?
I don't fucking know. I don't know what a schmetz is. You got some music for me or what the fuck?
Absolutely. It's like we figure out Staminka juice is any bodily function.
Let me tell you something. Staminka breath.
Oh, we got a call from him.
You're lucky.
Yes, we got a sucker.
What's going on, Lana Turner?
Good morning, Joey. How are you?
You know me, you sexy bitch. What's going on in your world?
I'm up.
Good. We need you up. How is it down there by you? Is it hot yet?
Not yet. It's going to be really hot today, right?
I don't fucking know, because yesterday was supposed to be really hot, and it just broke. The clouds came out, and it just broke. I stopped sweating, and then I went out last night for a little while, and it wasn't that warm out.
We went to Palm Springs yesterday. We were crazy. That was ridiculous.
How hot is it in Palm Springs?
It was like 120. It was crazy. But it was one of Hoochie Mama's bucket lists. You know Tony, right?
Tony.
Our old neighbor Tony.
Yeah. Tony? The Arabian guy.
Yeah, we took Hoochie Mama out there because Hoochie Mama's our dog and she's not feeling too well lately. So I figured that was one of her bucket lists to visit with Gay Tony. So we went over there, and she had a little time. So
you call him Gay Tony?
Sometimes.
I love that. People have never heard.
Ralphie calls him Gay Tony.
Gay Tony. It's hysterical how sometimes I used to hang out with Martin the Fag. Whenever I say that, people get mad. That was his name. That was his street name, Martin the Fag. In Spanish, Martin el Maricón. That was his fucking street name. So people got pissed off. And I don't. I still ask people. You talk to Martin the Fag lately? No, we haven't seen him. He moved to Chicago.
People will get mad over things. If someone gets mad over being called a fag or a faggot, you're probably a fag or a faggot, and not in the gay sense, you know?
No, you're right. it's just weird that people get insulted. That I remember saying that name in front of somebody once, and they pulled me aside afterward and said, you know, you're trying to do things in Hollywood, you shouldn't refer to that person. I go, but that's his fucking name, Martin the Fag. That's what they called him growing up. A.K.A. Martin el Maricón, if he was in the Spanish store. Maricón means fucking faggot in Spanish. What are you going to do? I can't get mad at you.
Well, who cares if somebody's gay or not? It doesn't matter.
No, I don't give a Frenchman's fuck. I'm over here smoking dope with three hands. Who cares if you're gay or you're not? What's going on, Lana Turner? You tape the special. Lana Turner, I tell you what my favorite thing about you is. I must have... I fucking, whatever you call that, Googled you about a year and a half ago. Somebody goes, have you seen Lana Turner's album cover? I go, what are you talking about? They go, look at Lana Turner. And they go, look, her pussy's. I go, dog, she's a mom. Her pussy ain't out. They go, yeah, but it's covered with a guitar like Eric Clapton or something. So I Googled the thing. And there's your album cover with a guitar. You got pale thighs. Very nice thighs for a Jew broad. And you're a fucking savage. I like it. Now you tape another special, and I ask you if you're going to do the same type of vein for the album cover, and you're like, fuck yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm probably... Well, we haven't actually finished the album cover, but probably along the same lines. You know, I mean, I'm not naked on it. I'm wearing... I got this crazy dress for the special. It's like a red leather dress, kind of. When I tried it on, I was like, this is totally Eddie Murphy, you know, from... when he did the whole red leather outfit. And but it's a dress and it's long sleeve and it's really cool. And I'm wearing that and I'm posing kind of like, if we use that cover, I'll be sitting looking sort of oblivious, like I'm playing for a live audience, completely unknowing that I'm flashing the entire room. And then the album cover, the title will be across my crotch because that's just where it belongs. But I'm really excited about the specials. It went really, really well. We did it in Vegas, and I'm really excited.
How long was it? An hour?
Yeah, it's an hour.
How long did it take you to work on it?
To get an hour together?
Yeah.
You mean? Well, I mean, I've been doing stand-up for, gosh, like over 14 years now, so I'd say that long, you know? I mean, you work on that particular hour for... you know, months before, just trying to hone it. But, I mean, I've been trying to get that material together for years. So the challenge now is getting the new hour together, you know?
It's amazing how much work you have to put into it. And it's amazing when you go headline in a town, how you do an hour, blah, blah, blah. But when you're going to do a special, you really want to fucking tone it down to the word, you know? Like, you have to really have it down to the word.
Yeah, I mean, I was really nervous, but it was so much fun to do. And now, I mean, and now I don't think it'll take as long to write a new hour because you know what you're doing now, you know? When you first start, it takes a lot longer to get that time together.
Well, you know, it's like they say, that your first album is always the best one because you've been working all your life to it. It's the second album that's a motherfucker, like Sheryl Crow and a lot of musicians. The second album is always rough because they have to write it on the road while they're touring the first one.
Right,
and that's what we do after a while. Like, we just tour the old shit and throw in 15-minute increments in there until you get a new one. And then once you come up with the hour, but it's so fucking hard. It's so hard, yet then again, so easy. Somebody called me about a month ago and said that they hadn't done comedy for a while and that they had to offer a week in New Orleans or something. And they said, what can I do, Joey? Do you know? And I go, well, you know, I think if you sit there every day for an hour with a notebook every day and take one day a week off, after 90 days, you'll have a ton of shit. And there's some days you're not going to get anything, but there's some days you're going to get a ton of shit, so it makes up for it, you know? Do you feel the same way, Lana?
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, I feel like comedy kind of comes in spurts. So, I mean, yeah, if you're sitting down every day, you'll, like you said, it won't be great every day. So, I don't know, sometimes, finding the time sometimes just to sit down and do that is almost impossible. I mean, everything else in life is kind of going on around you at the same time. I know for me it's so hard to find an hour a day because I've got two little kids and a third big kid, kind of. So.
Oh, yeah, you got fucking two children. That's hard. And they're two little savages. You got to be on top of them.
Oh, they're crazy. They're great for material, though. August is hysterical, and April's always coming up with stuff, but it's like, I really have to make carve time out for me, which I think is every mom's complaint, right? But you, too. You got your hands full, so.
Yeah, I leave here now, and I have it till 11 o'clock, you know? I have it today till 10, and and it's weird how I have a couple hours here and there, but I have to do everything now in those few hours. It's not like the old days where I had from 8 to 6 to see you. I don't have that luxury no more.
Right. I have from 11... Have you started including her in your act a little bit?
You know, yes and no. I mean, I don't know. You know, yes and no. Not much. But it's just, she keeps, it's amazing what she's done in the sense of, like I said, I got 5 hours now to make it happen. In the old days, I used to have 10, now I got 5. If an audition is in that 5 hours, that counts. So that means I can't write that day. If I got to go to the doctor's office and audition, and I got to go see somebody, I'm fucked for the day. I really don't write. You know how it is? And that's, mm-hmm. I understand that's what you're saying. That's the tough thing, is making time, where you got to take an hour off your sleep schedule, get up an hour earlier. So that's what sucks. It's amazing how we used to be just young comics years ago, Lana Turner, that we lived in an apartment and we wrote. Now we're comics with lives. So you got to fucking make it happen. Like, I got kids now, I got the cats. You know, you're trying to work out because you're 50, you want to stay in shape, you know, and that's what I do with the baby in the mornings, Lana. I take her for a walk. That's it. I put her in the carriage and I take her for a walk. What am I going to do? I'm not going to write jokes with her in the afternoon. You can just watch so many episodes of fucking SpongeBob before you snap.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, she can be your kettlebell. You can toss her around. And
oh, and she's fucking heavy. Like, yeah. Hauling her around hurts my knee. It hurts my back. Like, at the end of the day, I'm like, fuck, what did I do today? Oh, I hauled her around today.
That's so funny, yeah.
And you're still traveling, right?
I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't want to be back in that apartment. I love having the kids. And I mean, I think they add a lot to it. It makes it harder, for sure, but it's definitely... I never wanted kids, and I never liked kids, and I never thought I'd have them. But, you know, it turns out they're pretty awesome. So, you need to make it work, I guess.
What's the name of your podcast, Lana? The Top 100? The Top Cut?
Oh, top. It's The Perfect 10.
The Perfect 10. And when do you when do you release it, Lana?
Every Wednesday.
So every Wednesday it's released. It. Okay. Now we got this I thought you released them twice a week or some shit somebody told me.
No. Just once a week. And it's the 10 because we're Ralphie and I stand. It's an old joke. You know, when we stand side by side, we look like the number 10. So... and it just comes out on Wednesdays, but it's a little different. Like, what we do is we try and find something out about the people that we interview that nobody else would ever have heard of or known. So, because the idea is that I think anybody, whether it's your neighbor or the guy across the street or whatever, somebody you've met, they're all going to have a Facebook page. There's going to be something interesting about everybody online that somebody knows about them. So what we try and do is find out that one thing that nobody knows and then do it with them. So, and then, or if there's not something specific like that, we'll come up with an interesting activity that's really fun, and we'll go do that. I'm really looking forward to an episode. I don't know when it's going to come out, sometime in the next couple of weeks. We do these racist days with different comics, and we had a really racist birthday with Bruce Jingles. You know Bruce?
Yeah, little Bruce Jingles.
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce, no, Black birthday. Bruce Jingles. I'm sorry.
What's that?
Black Bruce Jingles. I call him Black, I call him Black Christmas.
Yeah, because he's about as black as you can get, right? So we took Bruce for his birthday to get him a spray tan. And
and
we got him a very racist cake. And it was just really fun. Like, it's hysterical. So we just kind of fucked with him, and he loves it. He gets the joke. He's not offended. And we also took him out on a racist day earlier this year. We took him... we took him to look at gorillas at the zoo. We just did some... I mean, it's just fun. We just try and have fun and do different things. We took... I think this week we took a guy to the Grove. And we did some... And he talked about how he's like the mayor of the Grove. And just like fun, and just different stuff. It's fun.
You're fucking...
And then Ralphie and I talk about it.
Let me ask you something, Lana Turner. The special, what do you want to do with it? Do you want to release it to television? Are you going to release it on Netflix or on a web page?
You know, how are people going to be able to see television? It? Yeah, we don't know yet. The woman who helped produce the project is hoping to get it on Showtime or Comedy Central or somewhere. And obviously, if you can't, I'm pretty sure it'll be on Netflix, which is awesome. I love Netflix. So, and then, I mean, I think that's she told me that's pretty much for sure. So I don't know. We'll see. It hasn't been finalized yet.
You're a fucking savage. Are you performing around here anytime? I know you were just recently in New Jersey at Bananas, were you not?
Yeah, I just did Bananas, and I'm going back to Tennessee. I'll be performing a couple of shows this month with Ralphie.
Okay.
And we're doing one in Asheville, which is just not too far from Knoxville. And then we're going to go to, and then I've got a date in North Carolina, in down by the beach, in Atlantic Beach, I think.
Okay.
Later on in the summer, towards the end of August. And then I'll be back in L.A. in August. I guess the date in North Carolina is end of July, so I'll be back in L.A. in August, and that's when school starts, so I'll be back around town doing spots here.
You fucking hot mom, you. All right, so anytime you want to call in, just let me know, man. I just want to get you on the show. I know you're busy with the babies and stuff, and you're a mom. I just miss you. I don't see you enough like I used to, so I got to see you some more.
You're awesome.
You know, I wanted to get you on. You know I love you and I miss you, cocksucker, so. You know,
now, when you saw my album cover, were you shocked by it, or did you just think it was funny?
I was shocked, and then I looked further into it. Because you know me, I'm going to look at your pussy eventually.
Right.
I didn't want to.
Did you see anything, though? You don't really
No, you don't see it. It's amazing how I have a friend that did porno. I've had her as a friend for years. I've never looked at her stuff. When Felicia did
Playboy,
I never looked at the article. You know, when you did the cover, I looked at it that day, and then I talked to somebody about it, and I looked at it again. I go, that's fucking bizarre. But I didn't see nothing. No, you can't. I thought it was great. You look beautiful. You can't see nothing. The guitar is there.
No, I looked at Felicia's article on Playboy long before I met her.
And what did you think?
She's beautiful.
Did they show a pussy awesome. On there?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, and it's in the late 80s or something. So there's still hair down there. You know, she's retro, but you know. I love Felicia. I think that's awesome. Playboy is one of my favorite magazines. So, but I had to look it up because they did like some sort of spread where there were five women in comedy that they featured in that, and so she's definitely the hottest.
So she was part of a series of five women. I like to think now if there's five women's pussy, I like to see who would I like to see. I'm trying to think. What do you think? Give me some ideas, Lana. Five
women. Women in comedy?
Yeah,
or
I like
just
to see.
Women?
No, five women in comedy. I like to see their pussy. Whitney Cummings is too skinny. That pussy is probably like a fucking fang, and it's just too fucking skinny. She's too thin. Chelsea's been beat the fuck up too much. That thing looks like a fucking battlefield. Margaret Cho's pussy is probably nice. It smells like fucking kimchi, but it's probably fucking banging. Who else is little monkeys hot? Kathleen, what's the girl's name? Kathy
Griffin.
Griffin.
Kathy Griffin.
Fuck that. You could tell that her pussy is fucking ugly as fuck. I was telling the people in San Jose the other day, look at Pink. Like, I could tell Pink has a stinky fucking pussy just from looking at it. You could tell that thing stinks. Like, it's just got fucking odor to it. Like, it's got wang. Like, you'll eat it, but afterward, you're like, you know what? That shit sucked. That shit sucked. There's just certain women. I've never had a batch of bad pussy, like stinky pussy. Like you know, something that'll kill a motherfucker. Like, I've had a little something that's got onion to it. That don't bother me. I like a little wang to it. You know, it's like a fucking gyro. But
I can't imagine the risk. And like, when you make the decision to go down there as a guy, you gotta weigh that out, because you just don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, but not for nothing. I scratched my ass and sniffed my fingers yesterday, and I was laying down. You take a chance when you suck anybody's dick, too. That shit's disgusting down there, too.
No, that's for sure.
That's a fucking stink. That's a stink bat down there. Yesterday, I just scratched, like, because when I'm 50 now, my ass is starting to drop. Remember, you ever go to a pool and you see an old man's ass, it gets flat, and it starts to drop? Like, my ass is starting to drop, and I had an itch down there, and I scratched it. And before I put my sleep apnea mask on, I sniffed my finger. Jesus Christ, Lana Turner. It was like, it wasn't even ass. It was like old man fucking geritol. It's something disgusting. Fucking disgusting.
Can you wash it? I mean, can you wash it off?
No, I wash it. I spray fucking antifungal on it. You know me. I do everything. I take 3-4 showers a day. But It's still, once you get that stink going, I'm 50. Once you get that old man stink going to you, there ain't no turning back. You're like the crow.
What is that? Is that early death or something? What is that?
It could be fucking early death. It could be early something. I mean, I don't know what the fuck it is, but you know, the other day I was saying, after I seen it, you're right. Five chicks of comedy's pussy that you know whose pussy I like to smell? Natasha Leggero's.
Oh.
I bet that fucking monkwash smells like a fucking lasagna meatless combo. Delicious. That Italian pussy got some fucking wang to it, like a spicy Italian from Subway.
There's probably several people you can ask.
Yeah, it smells fucking delicious.
Yeah.
And what's the redheaded chick? What's the girl that was on, Macy? Yeah. Remember, she was on Howard Stern? She's a redheaded chick.
April Macy.
I don't know what her little monkwah must smell like.
What about Amy Schumer?
Amy Schumer, that's a thick fucking swamp of a fucking pussy. You could tell. She's a thick chick. She's got one of them pink pussies. It just got some fucking... Ooh, I like it. Lana Turner, why are we talking about pussy? You're on the phone. You're a mom. What the fuck is going on here?
No, I don't know. I would just hope that mine would fall in there somewhere in a good area.
No, you have a tremendous little tight little Jew monkey. I can see that day you had the party with the kids. I caught a couple dads checking out. I go, look at Lana Turner, still got a little fucking pussy to her and shit.
It's a low mileage pussy. I mean, it really is. It's unfortunate, actually.
What are you gonna do?
I'm sorry for it.
That's your fucking problem. You know what I'm saying? You gotta put some shit in that Lana Turner. You gotta stretch that motherfucker out. You had two kids. You had a couple monkeys in there. Now you gotta. But you look good, Lana Turner. You work out.
Well, no, it's one of those things where like it was a little mileage. I would describe it as like a car that it had a couple of light fender benders making kids, but it was so low mileage to start out with. It's still like the Blue Book value is high.
All right. No worries about that. Look at Lisa. Yeah, he's Jewish. He's over there. His yarmulke's fucking spinning right now. He's thinking of that little Jew pussy. It smells like fucking that red pepper hummus he likes and shit. It's all over. Look at look at Lisa. Yeah, his face is turning red and shit. He's thinking about Israel. Jesus making a comeback. It's over. I love you, Lana Turner, you dirty bitch. I'll see you this week, I hope. When are you leaving?
I love you, Joe. Wednesday.
And where are you headed back to Nashville?
Yeah. All right.
Well, I love you, Mama.
I don't know if I'll see you before, but I love you, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you for calling in and talking about your sexy little pussy and shit.
Thank you. It's fun.
Have a good day. Jerry. Bye.
Oh, Jesus.
How you like that, Lee? Cocksucker. See, Lee?
I can just imagine you in bed... just about to put your sleep apnea mask on and just sniffing your ass.
Oh, I love it.
And going, oof. And then, ooh. This is the one question. Before you got up to go to, before you went to sleep, did you get up and wash your hands or you just went fucking and went to sleep?
What is this?
When you smelled your ass yesterday.
No, I washed. I went and took a shower.
You did. Horrible.
Because I, whenever I get off a plane, I take a shower.
Yeah.
I took a shower before I got up. I unpacked my clothes when I got back yesterday. And before I got in the car, I fucking took a shower. I was like, fuck that. You get that swamp ass on a plane. You get those pimples, those whiteheads. I avoid the middleman. Fuck it. So I took a shot. I laid down. And when I laid down, I realized I just went to wash my ass. It wasn't that my ass was dirty. It was I had like an itch. And it was that fucking like under. It's under your ass. Under the little sack developing now. You're old. Your ass is dropping. What do you want me to do? I can't go to the beach no more.
I know entirely too much about you, and so does everyone who listens to this.
So I scratched my, sniffed my hand, and I was like, fuck this. And I went and I put some Irish Spring for that motherfucker, and I rubbed some cream on it so I'd stop scratching. I take care of my shit, Lee. You have to. You're a grown fucking man. And I use a washcloth so you don't get no blackheads around your fucking ball sack. Because you get blackheads down there. A woman goes to suck your stomach, it's thick. All of a sudden, there's a fucking blackhead that looks like, you know, a black moon of death on there. You can't have that.
You can't have it.
So you got to fucking scrub. You use a washcloth?
Yeah, you get
don't
blackheads.
Don't lie to me, cocksucker.
You look in my shower.
You have a buffer?
No, I just have a washcloth.
You got a buffer, too.
A buffer? Why?
What do you call those things?
A loofah.
Loofah. You got to get a loofah, too. It opens up the cells. It takes off the dead skin.
Okay.
And it takes that dead fucking meat off. You know the kind of shit that comes out of your pores with all those Big Macs you ate?
I don't have...
And those fucking California Pizza Kitchen fucking teriyaki chicken salad.
I had mentioned once I wanted a barbecue chicken salad. Every time we see a bad food place, you're like, you might want that dust your asshole. So it's the first in the California Pizza Chicken Salad.
And you ate like a fucking savage up
I
there.
I did. And you were feeling good because you said you had been doing the strong bone stuff.
Yeah, no. Let me tell you something. I went to the elliptical the one day, and I went to the pool the one day. Fucking when you work out in the pool, it's really good when you're a fat fuck because you could kick everything, you could stretch, your weight doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So for one day, you could really do like burpees, you could really do like lunges,
and you have to do stairs at the club every night, two or three times a night too. Yeah.
Fuck, they don't fuck around there. I brought the strong bone. I brought the shroom tech because I knew I was going to smoke with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you. I took the shroom tech. I've been taking the fucking shroom. I'm done with this bottle probably in 3 days. But this is a good trip to test it. This is why I know on it fucking works. Because whenever I go on the fucking road, I always get sick at high medical marijuana places.
Really?
Yeah. San Jose, Sacramento, Columbus, Ohio, anywhere where the people fucking smoke like it's the 4th of July, that's where I get sick.
I passed around a lot of times.
Passing pipes and joints. And I'm not saying nothing that people are dirty, just the way
it
life
just
is.
Happens, yeah.
So I take the shroom tech now.
The immune,
The immune tech, but the shroom, right?
Yeah, shroom tech immune, yeah.
Immune. Let me tell you something, man. I'm good. No cough, no nothing. I'm breathing a little heavy today. I don't know why, because I didn't work out. Yes, I got anxiety.
Well, you've had allergies the past couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, you get these fucking allergies here. But I'll tell you what, man. The strong bone is really helping me again. It's really fucking
helping. Yeah, because you're doing jiu-jitsu like 2 or 3 times a week, you said, yeah.
I'm training today, but it's funny. These Adidas, I love them, but they're not giving me the support I really want. Like the New Balance ones I got fucking...
Oh, I have to have New Balance.
I got some insoles in there that you don't even feel like you're walking. So I got to get those for the Adidas. But this week, I only used those to work out. The Adidas, I used to go on stage, and I usually have 2 or 3 Adidas to walk around with. I only bring one up there. I can't fucking stand bringing 3 pair of sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
So no. It's bad enough I bring the one to work out and slippers to walk around the hotel with, like, fucking Hugh Hefner. So my feet usually hurt from walking around. We walked a lot in San Jose.
Yeah.
We fucking walked up there, Jack. You know, so we moved up there. So, you know, I feel good. Strong bone is always good for you. So if you're a fat fuck and you want to start your little program by walking around, and if you travel on a plane a lot, you know, there's so many things that Onnit has that serves you. If you're slipping, you know, you think you got sleep apnea, maybe you're slipping in your mind, you get the alpha brain, just do me a favor. Go to Onnit.com. Why fuck around? Go to Onnit.com, read about what they got, read about their history. They got so many things going on. They got meals by Mike Dolce. They got diets by Mike Dolce. They got kettlebells. They got ropes. They got something that you need to take you away from your fucking ho-hum life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something. You smoke a joint, you do a couple alpha brains, you're off and running, Jack. I know. I do. Why do you think I do jumping jacks? What thing gets me here in a fucking good mood every morning, ready to go after I hug the cats? And I hug my wife, and I look up in the sky, and I say, God, thank you for giving me another day, cocksucker, to make this shit happen.
Jesus.
What the fuck? We got a nice time in San Jose.
I loved it. So another thing I did in San Jose is Southwest emailed me right before we left, and they gave me free internet for the first flight up, and I watched Hulu Plus all the way on it. I caught up on some Daily Show, which they have, and then I did it right on my iPhone, and it was fucking awesome. And I know Terry's been watching a lot of it, so Hulu Plus is awesome, guys. Go to HuluPlus.com/Joey. Go to JoeyDiaz.net. They have The Daily Show. They have Family Guy. They have South Park, Community, SNL. They have everything you can want.
Go to Hulu Plus. See what's crack-a-lack and see what shows they got. Go to JoeyDiaz.net. Go to HuluPlus.com. Press in Joey. Uppercase, lowercase. I don't care what fucking case you push in there. I don't care if you put Joey with Law and Order. What fucking cases? Just put Joey in there and you'll get 2 free weeks. And trial, and you can watch whatever the fuck you want. That's tremendous, and that's it, Lee.
That's it.
And I'm happy you went, but no more. I ain't taking you no more places because you gotta cry.
I didn't cry once. I took all the edibles you wanted.
You didn't fucking take enough.
I took all the fucking edibles.
You kept crying, and
I didn't cry once.
I want to give a shout out to my man Jordan Dunnington, Glacia Rossi, Jason Cuttington, whatever the fuck he. I don't know how many names he's got. David Household. Billy G, and Jack Batty. Who the fuck you think you're dealing with, Jack? And, you know, people keep asking me, yes, Gray is back, but something's going on.
What do you mean?
She won't leave the fucking bedroom now. She was shell-shocked.
That oh, was still?
Vietnam. Yeah, yeah, she won't leave the fucking room. She's on the bed with me all night. Every time I put my hand down, I feel something biting me in the middle of the night. You know, last night she must have woke me up 3 fucking times.
Oh, really?
And she's a great cat, and I love her to death, and I'm happy she's back, but she's got to get a fucking life. My wife picks her up, puts her on the chair, she runs back to the bedroom. She doesn't want to be around the other cats no more. She eats by herself. She's isolated in that room. She lives under the bed and in the fucking closet. Those are her 2 places of dwelling now.
I wonder what happened to her those few days.
And I don't understand. She was in a fucking garage. Why would you want to keep being cooped up? Come out in the living room. Say hello. You're in that fucking room sitting there like a bumpy. You know, you got to come on out and say hello.
And the best part is, I know you have these talks with her. It's not like you're just thinking about it. You've looked at it. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, all the cat
to my wife. No, to Gray.
Oh, yeah. I tried to straighten her out last night. I told you. I threw her out. I go, you got to get out there, you fuck. You got to get out there and mingle. These people, you know, these cats, they want to mingle with you. These cats, they're like, Allie, her feelings get hurt. Allie's like, you won't let me in. She won't fucking let me in. I go in there, I get browbeated. What the fuck? You know, don't you like me? Don't you want me, baby? She's putting Human League on. I don't need this fucking shit either. So I talked to her. I picked her up, and I took her outside in the living room. My wife took her out to the other day. When we spoke the other day, I asked my wife if she had brought her out to the living room. She sits in the chair for 2 minutes, gets up, and runs back to the bedroom.
Well, she was shy when you first brought her up, though, right?
She wasn't shy. She's tough as fuck. I threw her into a gladiator thing. All my cats are eyeballing her, really a shred. My females are killers. Allie and Lulu, those are killers.
Really?
Those are trained assassins. They'll just pick you the fuck apart like one of those videos. Their father had direct bloodlines to Hitler. Gunga didn't. Fucking anybody bad. Charles Bronson, Charles Manson. Anybody bad. Their father, the samurai, was an evil fucking psychopathic cat. Anybody bad. Anybody who killed people, killed kids and threw them off roofs and lit them on fire.
Why do you keep saying this stuff? Like, why do you want your cat to be related to these terrible people?
Because it's true. The samurai was a big fucking cat that had these big black balls that nobody ever got to him. And he had too much testosterone. His head was like this. If you looked at the samurai, he looked like one of those sharks with the hammerhead sharks.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like, a hammerhead fucking cat. His eyes were swollen. He had scar tissue. He had pieces of him falling off, but he wouldn't go down. I saw him throw a beating on Fidel's father one day in a tree. That was one of the worst things. Listen, Fidel's father was in the tree, but it was on the property.
Okay.
The samurai was just walking by, spotted Fidel's father, jumped on 2 fucking roofs to get to Fidel's father, climbed up the tree. I was in my bathroom watching the whole fucking thing go down. I saw the samurai climb onto the roof and go on that fucking tree, and he jumped. And you see, you ever see when an animal jumps on a tree and he pulls the tree down?
Yeah.
And the leaves, that's all you heard. Then he jumped on Fidel's father, and they fucking banged it out in that tree for about 3 minutes, and they fell to the floor. Then they banged it out again. Right? And I'm hearing them back there. It's daylight, and I'm hearing wow. People like, what the fuck? Finally, it's over. By 8:30 at night, I'm in front of the house. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm waiting for fucking Sergio to bring up Grandma Blow. I'm doing something out there. I'm talking to somebody. And I see Fidel's father walking from the back, petrified, with pieces of him missing. He looked like he got hit by a fucking car. And he lived, and he lived, and he kept living back there. And he's still back there because Samurai disappeared. But that's how tough the Samurai was. Samurai was killing his own fucking kittens. That's what type of cat this motherfucker was. He was killing his own kittens so he could get back to fucking. Because if the mother's giving milk to the kittens, she can't fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
But once you stop giving milk, then that pussy's back in action. It starts bleeding again, and you're back like rat in 84. You follow me?
I have no idea what you're saying. You say that all the time. You know what I'm saying, Doc? I have no idea what you're saying.
Well, you wise ass, Lee.
No, I don't think you even know what you're saying.
Are you a wise ass today, Lee? Is that what you're saying?
Apparently.
You want to break my fucking balls?
I do. I feel like after almost 100 hours of you go breaking my balls, like I deserve 1 minute of breaking your balls.
What happened in San Jose? Hey, one of your bitches showed up. Is that you, one of your freaks?
Trying to
kiss you on the lips and she's...
Oh, Melissa gave me a peck on the lip, but I couldn't move.
Did she slip a tongue in there?
No.
You didn't want to give her a stabbing?
I couldn't move.
What do you mean you couldn't move?
I was so high.
So, if let me ask you this. So, if fucking Jennifer Aniston showed up and put that swamp pussy in her little face that smells like Brad Pitt, you tell her you can't
move? It still smells like Brad Pitt?
You'd say, I can't move?
I couldn't.
You'd take your little fucking juice stick out
of No.
Are you serious?
I was way too... You gave me two edibles. I'm usually fucked up on one.
Well, no. First we got there and I gave you a piece of the 500 milligram anti-Dolores brownie.
Yes. And then you gave me a fucking half one of those gummy bears.
Right. And then another gummy
bear. No. That was that one night. And then the next night I had two pieces, so two gummy bears.
200 milligrams of THC going through your vein. A soldier!
And then we smoked.
And this is what I did. The first night I brought Chibo Chews up. And I ate a couple Chibo Chews Thursday night.
Jesus.
After that, I couldn't eat a Chibo Chew because I knew I was going to get killed at the show.
Oh,
I got the Chibo Chews in the fucking house now, getting ready to rock. And I also got Quaaludes.
I saw that last night on Twitter. Where did you get those?
Don't worry about it. I got four of them. I'm going to take you to a hooker's house and give you one of those and put you on the couch and have a fucking light your asshole on fire.
Please don't.
Those shits will make you pass out like Lucy Snowbush.
I don't want to pass out, especially around you. I'd be more worried about you, what you would do.
I ain't going to do nothing for you. I'll tie you up and put you on the 170, and somebody will pick you up and fucking take you to the house and do evil things to you.
Why would you want that?
Because I have a good time. We'll take pictures and put them on
the internet. Don't take pictures. You said something.
What would you do? What?
Oh, you said something like just randomly like on stage that had nothing to do with any of your bits, but the one you were like, you can take videos with cell phones now. What a world. It had nothing to do with anything.
It's true. You can take videos with your cell phone now. What a world. It's Monday, cocksucker. July the 1st. Get up. Shine your shoes. Look sharp. Get up there. Go tell them what the fuck you're going to do. Tell the world to suck your dick and shove a sparkler up its ass today. Fuck it. It's the 4th of July. Tell Abe Lincoln and George Washington to suck your dick. Where the fuck are they when you need them? You know what I'm saying? How old is this country?
Let's see.
You don't even fucking know. What type of mook are you?
Well, let's see.
It's 230 fucking years. 233 years. You fucking 43 years. Something like that.
Yeah, it's close to like 240 or something.
Who the fuck you think you're doing? This is off the top of my head and I'm stoned. The other day you hurt my feelings. You say, you think I'm like you? I eat edibles all day and I do nothing. I fucking do all day.
I didn't say you don't do anything. I said you don't have to go to an office. You do a lot of stuff, but you do. Are you trying to say you don't eat edibles all day? You eat edibles. You ate edibles last night. You put up a Twitter picture of you eating more edibles last night.
What did I put up last night?
Auntie Dolores.
Oh yeah, you know why? Because I went over to my ear is itchy. God damn it. Whenever I fly, I get the wax built up. I went over to see the word on the street is that the city sent all the letters to these medical marijuana spots.
Oh, okay.
So they have to close their doors. So I was very sad last week when I heard that Divine Wellness didn't get a letter. Thank God. Thank fucking God. So, but my other spot got a letter.
Oh, NRCC?
NoHo Organic got a letter.
Oh, no.
NoHo Organic, you know, it's a great weed store, but I got to tell you something, they're a great family. They're great people. I love the sister. I love the fucking Jay. I love all of them. And they do, they help. They go above and beyond people. Seriously, they do a lot of things for a lot of people. They donate to organizations, and I've seen it. They've asked me to show up with them at different things. I'm just out of town on fucking Saturdays. They care for their patients. When I knew they got a letter, it broke my heart because I wasn't worried about them financially. These guys are hustlers. I was worried about them that the neighborhood would suffer. It's an old school neighborhood type reefer spot.
Yeah.
But when I went there yesterday, they're like, no, we're going to stay open. We're going to try to fight and get a license. And Auntie Dolores was by there and gave them the cheese crackers, the ones that you ate at the fucking fight that night.
Oh,
you came home.
Jesus.
They were 100 and something milligrams, so I ate a cheese cracker last night. So I go to sleep right. I did sleep great last night.
And for people who give me shit, Auntie Dolores was great and came up and she was really cool. But as Joey, as you were giving me the edible, she even said to me, that's too much. When the woman who makes it says it's too much, maybe it's too much. And Joey goes, ah, fuck it, he'll be fine. And then he tried to get him to do the chakawaska. Fucking,
you're as tough as nails, Lee.
You keep saying that.
You want me to hold you with fucking silk gloves and milk you?
No, maybe let me do 75 milligrams and get high, but be okay.
I can't treat you like mom. I'm getting you ready for the real world.
What real world?
I'm getting you ready for the army.
200 milligrams.
I'm getting you fucking ready. Just get. What if you go out and somebody spikes you? In this day and age, you're a popular guy. You're handsome. What if somebody tries to fuck you and gives you 300 milligrams? You never know. They've done it to Red Man. They do it to people. Do it all the time. You go out, you're eating a sandwich. Next thing you know, you got medical marijuana in the sandwich. Next thing you know, you can't drive home. They're taking provocative pictures of you. They got you dressed in a fucking bikini. You know what I'm saying? They're whipping you. You're yelling out, "What's the Jew band you like?"
Infected mushroom.
Infected mushroom. What do you put some infected mushroom off of you, Uncle Joey?
I'm going to the show on Saturday.
Went
to LA. Yeah.
Are you taking any pills or anything?
No, I'm gonna drink and smoke it.
Do you want to take an edible?
No, I don't want to take an edible.
Do you want to take some ecstasy?
No, you know what? I can't believe I'm saying this on the internet. I've always been intrigued by Molly, just because it's apparently like the pure version of it. Don't say that on the internet, but
we got it's a phone call away.
Jesus.
You're gonna jump up and down. Who are you taking to see?
I'm taking that girl.
So you want to do some Molly and loosen her up?
No, fuck no. We're going to be fine with just alcohol, but I'm not going to take Molly on a third date. What are you talking about?
Why not?
Because it's fucking the most intense drug, isn't it?
No!
Isn't ecstasy like the most intense drug?
Lee, what's the matter with you?
I don't know. You tell me.
Don't you listen. You're going to take this girl to infect the mushroom. You're going to jump around. What's the song you want them to...
What's getting you all giggly now?
What's the song you want them to play?
There's a million songs. There's not many specific ones.
Play the song.
All right, let's.
Is it a romantic song?
No, they don't have romantic songs.
So what time does the show start?
It starts at like 9, I think.
Do they have a warm-up band?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Now, are you going to take a chick to this?
Yeah, I just told you.
You're going to take her out to dinner first?
Maybe, yeah. We're going to go get drunk first, I think.
And you're not going to take no Molly with her?
No, it's a third date. What are you talking about?
So what are you talking? What are you fucking talking about? What are you're looking at me like I'm crazy? It's your third date. So keep saying it again. It's my third date.
Well, have fun, but I'm not gonna dose it with fucking. I'm not gonna dose it like you just said.
You're not dosing nobody. I dated this chick once on a third date. I stabbed her. What are you fucking saying then? The third date, that means you're doing shit.
Yeah, I'll do
that
shit, but I don't
know. That means you're
tying
her up and dragging her in the car. You're fucking doing shit.
I'm not tying anybody up.
So, what's the story? Well, you want to take some real fucking Molly with it and jump up and down?
No, because
let me see the song you're going to listen to and play.
Fucking
asshole. Keep it up. I won't listen to this. All right, let me see you dance real quick. It's Monday, come on. Wiggle phones, wiggle joke.
I hate you so
when
much.
When you go to this. How you gonna dance this? Let me see. You gonna take some Molly and dance? Oh shit, here we go. Go, Link. Get up.
It's different when you bring a girl.
Switch the camera, let me see.
To what?
So they can see you fucking wiggle, cocksuck. It's Monday. Maybe they want to wiggle at home. Let's see how you do it.
Maybe they want to wiggle at home.
But start from the beginning so they can see the whole movement.
Well, now
you got to do the whole thing. You got to pick her up in the corner. And do, how you do it? Like, do it from the beginning.
The song?
Yeah. What the fuck, Lee? Let's go from the beginning. Here you go. How do you show up and shit? What are you going to wear?
I'm going to wear jeans and a t-shirt. What are you talking about? Why? That's so funny to you. That doesn't... I'm gonna go to a concert and get fucked up and dance. What are you talking about?
You're not gonna wear a red cape or nothing?
You're not gonna wear a red cape?
Like a top hat? Go ahead, let me see you bust it. Go, Lee.
I can't.
Hit it. Let me see the moves you're gonna
play. There's no moves.
So, how are you gonna dance? What do you do? What do you do?
I'm not gonna show you how I grind with the air.
Oh, but grind. Let me see a little grind. Let me see.
No, that's so weird. No. What? You want me to? I don't know.
Come on, dog. Do it. How are you gonna? If she's in front of you, how are you gonna grind? You gonna make a face? You gonna make a? Go, good. Go, Lee. Make a face. Let me see you make the Jew red face. Like you're getting a Jew. It's the first. Every Jew is happy today. Come on, on, cocksucker.
Now you understand why the hooker thing made me so uncomfortable. The thought of grinding to a song I can't hear with a 50-year-old Cuban guy in my room going, yeah, show me you're going to make that face. Show me that Jew face. That's so fucking weird.
So what the fuck are you going to do, Lee? You're going to just stand there like a motherfucker.
No, but when you bring a girl, there's like you just grind. But when I'm when I would go by myself, you just jump up and down. It's what not that? Even a joke. What? You actually do jump up and down. It's a rave.
Put the music back on and jump up and down. Let me see you do it.
I'm not.
Come on, let me just see you jump up and down. 3 or 4 jumps. What the fuck?
This is a different. Fucking weirdo. I hate you.
You did it for 10 seconds.
I did 3 jumps.
How the fuck are you going to last an hour or two in the show? You got to do it for 10 minutes. Go ahead, go.
10 minutes.
Go. Let me see, like, 2 minutes of free aerobic. You're going to build it up.
You don't. You only do it. Or like it makes sense with the music, you fucking asshole. I don't know why I do this with my life. I should be sleeping. I should be doing so much better stuff.
What the fuck are you going to be doing? Grinding in midair? What the fuck? Oh, Lee. Oh, you're killing me, though. You're salting my eye. You're worse than Maury's wigs.
I'm salting your eye?
You're worse than Maury's fucking wigs.
Why? Because I'm going to have fun? Every time I have fun, you just like...
What
like,
fucking fun? What's you like, I asked you, let me see you dance. Nothing. You sit there.
It's weird. I'm in a room with you. Just you. So I'm not going to dance by myself. How do
you, let me see you grind.
Like
no. Let me see you grind in the
I'm
air.
I'm not grinding with the air in front of you in my gym shorts. That's so fucking weird. It's like when you told me to just get high and listen to Bill Cosby's album and be the same. That's so weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see what I got to deal with.
What are you going to deal with?
You understand me, people? You think it's fucking easy? There's a kid that jumps up and down these fucking guys playing chopsticks and shit. You're a fucking savage. So what? All right, so you don't want to take the MDMA with her?
No.
You don't want to loosen her up, man?
What the? So the we show already, starts already at, like each other. Yeah.
Oh, you like each other. Yeah. So the show starts at 9. What time do you get out of there?
I don't know. It depends. Sometimes like 2, 3, 4. It goes until 7
gonna,
in the morning.
What are you going to go with? You going to go on Red Bull and fucking reefer? And alcohol, that's going to kill you.
No, I've been to like 7 or 8 of them.
Let me plan you. And how long do you last?
I last all night.
And you dance all night?
Oh, yeah. I don't fuck around.
I'll buy get you a little edible.
No, fuck the. I won't do anything on an edible. I'll stand in the corner, get paranoid, and get a DUI on the way
people
home.
People will be jumping. You'll be jumping too. What? To the
no.
music? What? Fuck it.
I don't jump on edibles.
You don't?
I was talking to people and forgot what I was saying mid-sentence last night.
You don't jump on edibles?
No.
Why not? You don't jump up and down on edibles?
No, because you don't let me eat just the right amount. And you make me eat twice. You make me eat what you eat. And that fucking fucks me up.
And then we'll get you some Molly, all right? For you and the broad. You loosen up.
She's already loose. What are you talking about?
Like, what do you mean loose? How do you know she's loosened up? You know she's loose.
I want to be able like, to talk to this girl. Like, all your advice is for girls who you never want to see again. You just throw them on the 170.
What the fuck? Why do I not want to see you again?
No, you want to see me. You don't want to see the girl.
No, I want to see everybody.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't want to see nobody.
If you had your way, the 170 would be renamed like your graveyard or something.
No, what the fuck? I can't be killing people no more. I'm a Catholic. Listen to me. You don't want to take no MD and then loosen up. Did you get a hotel room for you guys?
I'm still trying to decide because it's in Hollywood. Either we'll take a cab or I'll get a hotel room. I'm not sure yet.
You want to make a special night of it? Get a nice hotel. Lift the fucking deuce. Get a deuce. Get a nice hotel room. Put a robe on. When was the last time you had a robe on?
Oh, there was a robe in the room, but I didn't get to wear it. Sunday.
You got slippers in the back. You got an open bar. You bring her up. You and her on the MDMA, whatever the fuck it is, Molly, you sit down, you rub her feet, you give her that little jeweler, you put a little gel in your hand, comb it straight up, you're like Barnabas Collins.
I have a job interview today, I can't believe the stuff I say on this.
Well, you gotta get your life together here. We have time in San Jose, you're jumping up and down this little band team.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, it's at the Avalon.
All right. And you got front row. They know the fine Jew is coming. We gotta.
There's no front row to this. You just go and you.
We gotta make calls to get you backstage. You can jump
out
with the DJ.
Backstage.
You don't want to hang out with the DJ and jump up and down.
They speak Hebrew. What are we gonna talk about?
I don't know about rent checks. Whatever the fuck you fucking Jews talk about behind closed doors. These white cocksuckers that are paying this extra for land. I don't know. Slippers, whatever the fuck. Whatever the fuck you people talk about. You know? Get it together, Doug. I love you to death. But
you want to come? I'll get you a ticket.
Nah, I'm busy fucking Saturday.
You're not busy.
Stabbing myself in the heart before I go fucking listen to that stuff and watch you jump up and down like that without nothing. No, and you don't want to listen. You take out to a nice sushi dinner. You like sushi, right?
I love it, yeah.
All right, and after that, you drop the fucking ecstasy or the whatever it is, the
Molly.
Molly. Then you go to the Avalon, you go back to your hotel room, you give a little massage, but you leave it at that. She'll say, look at Lee, he's a fucking gentleman. He's not going to give me a little stabbing.
I gave her Molly. That's a lot worse than a fucking little sex.
He doesn't want to spank me or nothing. You take it to the show, you jump up and down, you drink, you bring some THC lollipops.
What the fuck are you talking about? Now I'm taking Molly and an edible.
Fuck yeah, the edible will smoothen out the Molly. What the fuck is wrong?
I'm getting anxiety thinking about
this
story.
I'm going to take care of you. I'm smoothing out the humps and the bumps. If you just drop the Molly and go out like a fucking pirate, nothing good's going to happen.
Or if I just get drunk and I'll be fine.
No, you're going to have some fucking
The only soup. Humps and bumps I had this weekend was from your fucking edibles.
Yeah, listen to me. I do a little sake. With sushi. You're going to do a little sake with sushi and then sucky. It's sake, sushi, and then sucky. So you're going to do sake and sushi. Then you're going to drop the Molly back at the hotel room.
Okay.
It's going to be romantically. What the fuck you think I'm talking about here? You don't want to.
I don't think anyone's ever described doing Molly in a hotel room as romantic.
Lee, you don't want to. Listen, you don't want to do somebody. How can you have show somebody a $10,000 fucking car and a $10 presentation? You're a fucking.
Because she's even more straight laced than I am.
What do you mean straight laced?
She hasn't even smoked. She wants to smoke weed for the first time.
She does?
She hasn't smoked yet.
All ever. Right. That's what. So listen.
And I'm going to open up with Molly and weed lollipops.
Listen to
Are you
that.
Crazy?
Listen to what you do. You have a little sake. No, if she's going to smoke, do not drink. You don't want to drink and then smoke. That'll get you sick. So what you want to do is, at dinner, just eat the sushi. And then from there, you take it back to the hotel. You take a little, lighten up a little bit, and you take two hits off a fucking joint. I'll roll you a nice joint, nice weed, mellow.
It's going to be a bazooka, right? I know you.
No, I'll give you a nice hybrid. Nothing to kill you, you just hit it twice.
I don't trust you at all.
And you'll be looking cool. You're going to have your head all mooshed up. And put your little black cape on. You know what I'm saying?
That's a black cape.
A white wife beater. Come on. You know I'm a fucking
What? I'd look ridiculous in a white wife
beater. With a cape on top.
You wouldn't be able to tell. My jeans. Skin's already that white. What are you?
What? You'll be throwing dick in that fucking place. With a magician's hat on, with a top hat and a cane. Who's better than you, Doug?
Why are you dressing me up like a little Italian magician over here with a red cape and a black hat and a cane?
No, black all the way. Black on black. The only thing that's white is your fucking wife beater shirt on with a big gold star. Of fucking, we'll rent you a nice
rent me one.
Gold fucking star like a I'm
Star
you,
David.
You'll be kicking, dog. You're a bad motherfucker, Lee. It's time that the world starts realizing that you're a bad motherfucker. And you just can't take this chicken. And then you're going to go to the Avalon and take a cab back like fucking Ricans. You're going to do the whole thing. You want this girl to stick around for a little while, right?
Yeah.
All right, then. You got to do the right thing. You know, surprise her with the hotel room.
How is the right thing giving her Molly and a weed lollipop when she hasn't smoked
weed? Because she wants to have a good time. She wants to see the devil, too.
No, the devil's not fun. You think it's fun to see the devil. It's not fun.
You wants to go out and have the same boring-ass date she could have with some other guy. You wanted to remember Lisa Ayat.
She will.
The baddest pimp out there. I love Lisa Ayat, but I want her to remember who the fuck she knows when she fucking goes out with Lisa Ayat. All hell's going to break loose. This is like an episode. What's that movie with fucking Steve Carell? And the chick from 30 Rock. You ever see that movie when they go to Marky Wahlberg's house? This is what happens when they hang out with you. Shit goes down. Helicopters follow you. Black people hang out with you. People want to party with you. You're fucking Lisa Ayat, the king of the fucking Jews. This is what I got to deal with, people. I fired my own fucking co-host up.
What?
Now I'm depressed because you don't understand these things.
Well, and what are you going to be doing?
Then you look at me and you just, what am I? I'm 50. I'm at home fucking dying. I'm living a slow death to you.
Jesus.
I'm living through fucking osmosis through you. What's that word where I live through people?
Yeah, you're going to...
Not through osmosis. I'm living through something else.
Vicariously
through you. I want you to come back to call me. Listen, when I wake up on fucking Sunday mornings, I don't want to see a text. I don't give a fuck about Michael Jackson dying or who's sick. I want to see a fucking missed call from Lee at 6:03. Saying that, dog, I just threw a chick out of a fucking car head first. because she wouldn't suck my asshole for the eighth time with a kazoo. I don't know. I don't fucking know, Lee. But I'm sick and tired of waking up to your boring fucking calls of, hi, I went out last night. It's time for you to fucking live it up a little bit, dog. That's it. You got the church of what's happening now. You got people behind you. They love you.
I love them too, but fuck. Oh, we.
What do you want to do? You want to pick that girl up and take her and drop her off? That's just she could do with any fucking schmuck. She's straight laced.
No, she's coming back here, but Jesus Christ.
Fuck fucking... back here. What are you going to do here? Smell this room? It smells like your ass and weed that we smoke and water. You're going to bring her in the living room? It smells like Ashley's feet. Fuck that shit. You're going to get a nice hotel room with a jacuzzi with a shape like a heart. You're going to fucking have a cape on. You're going to eat some sushi. You're going to take it back to the hotel. You're going to blow a couple of shotguns in it. Listen to what you're going to do. You're going to take the hit off the joint and then make her kiss you. And while you're making out with her, you blow the smoke in her mouth.
Okay, that's more normal. Why are you practicing with me?
Not with you. I'm not blowing your mouth, you nasty motherfucker. I'm just talking to here hypothetically. You blow it in her mouth, then she blows it back in your mouth, and you play that fucking game for a little while. You swap a little spit. Then before she gets hot, you cut her off. You say, this can't happen. I'm a decent Jew boy. And you give her a fucking Molly, and you go back to see the Avalon. Or you split the hit of Molly with her. You have two, but you split when you leave the other one in the hotel for later. That's how you get it back to the room. You tell her, you gotta go back to the other hit of Molly, back in the room. You take it, you go to the hotel, you go to the fucking concert, you jump up and down, then you take it back to the Avalon. You take it back to the hotel, you pop, you got valet parking, you're living like a doctor. You're a fucking editor on a TV show, you make some ducats. You're the executive producer of the church of what's happening now. Who's better than you?
No one.
So what are you gonna show up and give a woman a fucking $20,000 car with a $10 presentation? Fuck no. You're gonna show a $20,000 car and give a $20,000 presentation. And that's the end of this fucking show. That's how you gotta do it, your life. Every fucking day. You're a sharp kid. Shave that beard. Just leave the goatee. Don't that goatee says any pussy so like stupid. A savage. These are your little fucking medals right here from all the chicks. Blonde hairs, red hairs, little curly black fucking hairs. You're making it happen, Lee. That's it. You're a young man. Everybody who's listening to this, I want you living the fucking same way. You can't present yourself a $20,000 vehicle and show up with dirty shoes or a $3 presentation. And then come call me back and I'm lonely. I don't know what to do. She won't call me back. She wants to date two guys because you ain't fucking slinging dick. You understand me? This is it. I want you to call me fucking Sunday morning with a tremendous story from the hotel downstairs. You have a handcuffed something, Lee. You got handcuffs here?
No, I don't have handcuffs.
Well, handcuffs laying a dildo. That's it. You're gonna put this shit in your trunk. In case you meet some wild chick, you whip out a fucking... Let me tell you something. You whip out a handcuff and a pair of dildos. That's better than a
pair of dildos?
Fuck yeah. You have two of them. A butt plug and a fucking big black one. That's how you're going to... With a fucking yarmulke. Please, you're slipping.
Most people have like a earthquake survival kit. And I have dildos and yarmulkes.
What do you need? All you need is sneakers and water. That's all you need. And lighter and rolling papers. That's your earthquake survival kit. What do you need? What do you need?
I need a lot of stuff, apparently.
You're a fucking cocksucker. Anyway, I love you people.
I love you.
It's Monday. No, I'm not talking to you, you fuck.
I was talking to them. I wasn't talking to you either.
Yes, you did. You were looking at me when you said, I love you too.
You were looking at me when you blew the fake shotgun in my mouth, so fuck you.
This is what I got to deal with. You understand me, people? It's a beautiful day to be alive. Beautiful fucking week to hang out. I know a lot of people are going to listen to the podcast this week. You're out there with your lies. You're flying. Go out there. Be safe. There's a lot of fucking mooks driving around. People blowing up. They're giving you bad meat, too. Don't eat all the hamburgers. Watch what they're fucking cooking, these people. You never know. And beware of chicken sandwiches cooked by people with no gloves on.
Sounds like an old wives' tale. Beware of people cooking chicken sandwiches with no gloves on.
And you know where I'm performing this week?
Dick.
Vegas. Oh. You know where I'm performing next week? Nowhere. I don't give a fuck. I'm taking some time off. You know, the week after that, I'm in Philadelphia. Get your tickets now at Helium. It's going to fucking go down. My family's showing up. Bazookas, cocaine, hard rock. They're doing everything. Me, I'm going to bed at 9 o'clock. I'm going to lie to all of them. I'll be right back, and I fucking won't come back. They'll be calling me. Where are you? I'll be right down. Where are you?
That's my favorite line.
This guy outside your window. Look, bang on the glass.
I'll tell them I'll be back, and then I won't be back.
I love you people. Don't forget, go to honored.com, see what's crack-a-lackin'. If you're going to get an edible today, Chibo Chew, fucking drop some Anti-Dolores on, whatever you need. The names I'm dropping on you are real, legitimate medical marijuana. You'll finish out the trip. Not like you eat something and you'll be shitting blood a half hour later because they put too much sugar or an anti-byproduct or dog cat food or whatever the fuck in there. This is the real shit. You understand me, people? Have a phenomenal day. I love you, people. Drive slow. Take care. You got some music for me,
Lee? I do. And now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for our favorite Hulu Plus.
That's right.
We've told you about all the shows they have. There's a banner at joeydiaz.net with everything else. Or you can go to huluplus.com/joey. And get your extended free trial. Again, it's the banner at joeydiaz.net or huluplus.com.
And don't fuck it up. Go to Hulu right now. Don't fuck it up. You're at work. You know what? The only way to test Hulu is on the 4th of July. You're going to go out and play with firecrackers and sparkly. You're a fucking grown-up. Get your shit together. You're going to sit there. You're going to type Joey into huluplus.com. Or you're going to go to my webpage, joeydiaz.net. And right up there in the banner, there's Hulu. Click in. Get the 2 weeks. You watch everything, 22 fucking TV shows and movies all on one day on the 4th of July. Then you decide who loves you. And then Friday, what you do is you wake up and you go to fucking onnit.com and you press in fucking church. And there you get some Alpha Brain, you get some Immune Tech, some Strong Bone. Get one of those kettlebells and hit yourself in the fucking head with it 50 fucking times. Because the party is starting, bitch. I love you, cocksuckers. Have a great day. Lee, what the fuck is this?
It's a fucking song you
got. Let me get Sade. Hold on. Hold on. Stop.
You want Sade?
Yeah, that's a jam there. These motherfuckers don't know about that. When I left New York, I had those first two Sade albums. Fucking tremendous. They put me through the hump. This is one of the jams. Hit it, Lee. Oh, shit. Hang on to your love. Wiggle,